Morning Watch. Living and serving according to God's economy concerning the church. Week 7. The pattern of the Apostle Paul. Thursday. Related verses. 1 Thessalonians 2:4-5. But even as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who proves our hearts. For neither were we found at any time with flattering speech, even as you know, nor with a pretext for covetousness. God is witness. 2 Corinthians 1:12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and more abundantly toward you. 2 Corinthians 6:6. In pureness, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in kindness, in a holy spirit, in unfeigned love. Psalm 26:2. Examine me, O Jehovah, and try me. Test my inward parts and my heart. Psalm 139:23-24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there is some harmful way in me, and lead me on the eternal way. Related reading. The word approved in 1 Thessalonians 2:4 implies being tested. God tested the apostles before he approved them. Based upon this approvedness, God entrusted them with the gospel. God did this in a careful way, for he knows our hearts. According to our opinion, since God already knows everything, it is not necessary for him to test us. Yes, before we were born, he already knew what kind of person we would be. Why then does God test us? God's testing is not mainly for himself. It is primarily for us. God knows us, but we do not know ourselves. Because we do not know ourselves adequately, we may think that we are upright, honest, and faithful. However, when we are put to the test, we will see what we really are and discover that in ourselves we are not honest, faithful, or trustworthy. Only after God proves us in this way, we will have approvedness. I would encourage the young people not to have confidence in themselves, for they have not yet been tested. I have the assurance that God will use the young people, but God's using of them will come after his testing of them. God cannot entrust anything to us until we have the approvedness that comes from his testing. God's entrusting is based on our approvedness, but we cannot approve ourselves. Only after God has tested us will he grant us approvedness. Then he will entrust something to us and begin to use us. It was in this way that God entrusted the apostles with the gospel. Because the apostles had been entrusted with the gospel, they spoke not as pleasing men, but as pleasing God, who proves our hearts. Their speaking was based on God's entrusting. Because he had entrusted them with the gospel, they spoke as pleasing God. In 1 Thessalonians 2:4, we see that we must be approved and then have something entrusted to us. Then we need to speak as pleasing God, the one who proves us. This indicates that we need to pass through testing, approving, and entrusting. Then we will have something to preach and teach. The Greek word rendered pretext in verse 5 also means pretense, cloak. To have any pretext for covetousness is to peddle or adulterate the word of God. It is also to pretend to be godly for the sake of gain. According to 1 Thessalonians 2:5, the apostles were never found with flattering speech. We all must avoid flattery, never speaking in a way to flatter others. In this verse, Paul also says that the apostles did not have a pretext, a cloak, for covetousness. They did not have an evil motive that was covered in some way. Because they did not have any pretext or pretense, they did not peddle the word of God or adulterate it. To adulterate something is to mix it with an inferior material. For example, to mix gold with copper or wine with water, and then to sell it as if it were pure. Throughout the centuries, many preachers and teachers have adulterated the word of God in this way. They preached under pretext in order to make gain for themselves. From verse 5, we learn to avoid flattery and a pretext for covetousness. In our Christian work, we must give no place to such unclean things. No servant of the Lord should use flattery or have some kind of pretext for covetousness. May the Lord have mercy on us and purify us from all these things. May we be able to say that God is our witness, that we do not speak words of flattery or have any pretext for covetousness.